Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Trying to figure out what is happening in terms of the relationship with between South Africa and the United States. But the one thing we know is that there has been a potential impact on the South African medical situation. Joining us today is Jack Bloom. He is the Shadow MEC for Health and Wellness. And we want to talk about the fallout from the US decision to cut a significant amount of money in HIV support. Now, this can impact 12 clinics, 8,000 workers. The potential is quite significant. The government, of course, says that they're stepping up. But are we convinced by that? Jack, thank you for being here. So if we can just talk about the situation on the ground. Have clinics shut down? What is the latest? What is the position?
Well, the clinics that have shut down are the NGO, the private clinics that were sort of totally reliant on donor funding from America, at least from USAID. And that is having a huge effect because they were targeting specific high-risk populations, particularly those who, for various reasons, weren't very happy attending the normal clinic. The government clinics. So high-risk groups would be, sex workers, men who have sex with men. There's various high-risk categories. These clinics specialized in outreach and providing a sort of more welcoming environment to these high-risk groups. And basically with their closure, they've been asked to attend government clinics, which, as we know, are overcrowded. And if you've got to wait a very long period, maybe the entire day to get your HIV medication, and you have staff that might be very critical of your, let's say, lifestyle, it actually is a factor in not getting enough protective measures to this high-risk population group. And of course, HIV spreads in various ways, and the sad truth is that we haven't been very good with prevention. In fact, we need to make sure that condoms are always supplied in good measure. And in fact, there's been condom shortages, believe it or not. The problem is that the best preventative measures prove to be provision of ARVs, because if you take your ARVs, then your potential for passing on the virus, it goes down drastically. So that's what we've been relying on, that people take their ARVs. That first of all, they have to be diagnosed, right. And then they have to be issued the ARVs, and then thirdly, they have to take them, and then their viral load is suppressed, and they're not a risk to anyone, hopefully, after that. So I think that's the way to prevent this. And the tragedy is that the national government and the provincial governments are really not stepping in adequately at this stage to in fact reach these higher risk groups, which have an impact on the whole transmission of HIV/AIDS. And the other thing is that they're looking to because as a better measure, a preventive measure, there is a new drug out that just requires a 6-monthly injection, so it's a once off. It's not a matter of just taking a daily pill.
That must make a massive difference.
Yes, it actually would. And you know, we need this as a game changer, because it's a massive burden on our health system, because even if people are on ARVs and are no longer transmitting the virus to others, they're still more susceptible to various other ailments, and special precautions have to be taken. And then there's the expense of it all. So, you know, we really need to do our absolute best to prevent more co-infections, and to make sure that those who are already infected are taking their ARVs and are not further transmitting the virus. That's the situation we have today.
So would you say that given or even perhaps as a result of the assistance by the Americans that perhaps we've become a little bit complacent in South Africa in terms of education, in terms of prevention, in terms of taking responsibility for our own population?
I think that's actually true, because we should never have let up on prevention efforts, because the pressure was somewhat less. There is something you can take to save your life. But the reality is that when President George Bush introduced PEPFAR, it was a magnificent gesture, in fact, on his behalf. But it was meant to be a short-term measure. It wasn't meant to be a long-term measure. So, in fact, this initiative have continued, huge amounts of money, including other donors, and we became dependent on it, and I would say complacent about it, actually, when in fact the root cause is we should really be trying to stop this virus in its tracks. We now have the opportunity, and they really must get full funding for this to get the long-term acting preventative drug, and there are studies that say if we do this on a sufficient scale, we can, entirely halt this terrible epidemic by 2032. That might sound far away, but you'd start to see results before that, and it's a tremendous pressure on our health system as a whole. I don't see the sense of urgency that should be there on behalf of the health authorities.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was wondering if they've committed to maintaining the HIV programs, but have we seen concrete action since this has taken place?
Well, there's been some extra funding released, but I sort of have a horrible foreboding here, is that we're dealing with a health system that is thoroughly inefficient and, I'm sorry to say, thoroughly corrupt. In fact, they have the money to do so much more. They just waste so much of it. We're all familiar with the scandals in the Gauteng Health Department. I mean, at one hospital alone, Tembisa Hospital, close to 3 billion rand was misspent over a two-year period. Now, that's just one hospital.
Imagine what that could, where that 3 billion rand could have gone in terms of healthcare.
Well, absolutely. So if we looked at the existing budget, we stopped the stealing, because that's actually what it's all about. Stop the stealing, put the right people in charge. And I think within the existing budget, we could do so much more, not just in HIV prevention and treatment, but in our health system as a whole. But unfortunately, too many people see the health system as for looting purposes. I mean, that's all you can say. I mean, it's basically mafias operating. There's mafias operating in the department. Jeff Wicks, the man who exposed the what we think led to the murder of Abita Dirkaran, and he's just written a book about the Tembisa Hospital contracts. And basically, there's mafia networks. That's what we're dealing with. So if these mafia networks are allowed to continue looting the department's money, then of course there isn't enough to save people from HIV/AIDS or any of the other ailments that afflict our society. So I think the sort of sudden withdrawal of US aid, upon which we became far too dependent, I mean, has exposed the flaws in our health system even more severely, and the response really is not what it should be. I think they need to mobilize all the resources they have. They need to use the existing budget effectively. But please, just fill all these vacancies, cut out all the stealing, and make sure we have fully equipped clinics that people want to go to, because that's the disincentive, that if you go to a clinic and have to queue all day, are people going to queue to get their medicines regularly and take them regularly? And we have a massive problem of lack of follow-up. I track the statistics of the Gauteng Health Department every time they come out, every quarter, and they have quite a high number of people who are in ARV treatment but seem to have fallen off. And this is because we don't have a system of monitoring. We should have electronic health records. I've been hearing for years now that they're going to get rid of the paper files and bring in a health information system. But that really is absolutely urgent for a whole lot of reasons, one of which is that we can track people, their medical history, and where they're getting their medicine from. And it's high time that we had a health information system so that people, first of all, these paper files get lost all the time. It's a major reason why we have these massive queues. Mm. But we also have this follow-up problem, which is not just for HIV/AIDS, it's also for tuberculosis, because we must always be worried that tuberculosis is also another scourge in our society. And we have a lack of follow-up as well, because you know, you put people on treatment, but are they staying on treatment?
It's just quite unbelievable. And if you just look at, I'm stuck on what you said earlier about the 3 billion rand. If you built three beautiful new hospitals, you could service so many more people. It would provide employment. It's building, it's infrastructure development, all of that. Just spend the money where it needs to be spent, and so many other problems are solved along the way. It is absolutely astounding and critical that we continue to talk about it. Jack Bloomshadow, MEC for Health and Wellness, thank you for the hard work that you do in exposing this and trying to pull South Africa towards a healthier place.